So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Before we go to Johnny Z at Mulligan's, yesterday on this show, we were, you know, looking for all the stuff we usually like to do when we go to the summer White House. And what pops up but Mikey Sherrill from Virginia, of all places, dissing the South Jersey favorite pork roll. All right, so Mikey's a little bit AWOL today. We'll get to that in a second, but of course we are headed down to Mulligan's once again. The pregame show noon until three, right there on Hildreth Avenue in Wildwood, and then Rich 4 big hours over at the Seaport, which is at the very end of the board, almost at the very end of the boardwalk in North Wildwood, and the guest list continues to grow. All right, let's go to Johnny Z over at Mulligan's on Talk Radio 1210. Johnny, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Tom. Good to talk to you. Thanks for having me in.
Well, I'm so glad we have another opportunity. Now it is, we need new shirts. By the way, are there any shirts left of the summer White House?
There are, and they will be available for sale on Friday.
Excellent. We're glad to hear that. We may have to come up with a fall edition since this is officially fall. And Wildwood keeps on coming up. I remember when we were there, I think it was May 14th, that Saturday when Trump came to town. And, of course, that's where people stopped off first and then come back afterward with this big rally, Johnny. You graciously have been listening, and you're going to offer what on Friday?
Well, I've been listening to the great Taylor pork roll ham debate for the last couple of days. And I got to say, since I was a little kid, going back to when we owned Tony's up in North Wildwood, it's always been on our menu. It's always been Taylor pork roll. It'll always be Taylor pork roll, as far as I'm concerned, much to the chagrin of, you know, Chef Andrew Gruhl.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, great guy, fantastic restaurants and food, but he insists Taylor ham, and that's where we have a disconnect there. But Taylor pork roll and cheese is on our menu all the time at Mulligan's. But I was thinking, we got to do something a little different with that. So we run a special once in a while, a breakfast sandwich, a pork roll, egg, and cheese for lunch special. And I said, maybe we'll do that. And then I'm listening to Kale and Company this morning, and the corporate shill, who I love, Greg Stocker, is deriding pork roll as disgusting. And I said, well, that's it. That's what we're going to run for a lunch special. It's going to be a pork roll, egg, and cheese, and that's going to be that. And I'll send one to Greg if he would so much like.
Oh, God. All right. So now this is my reprise, you know, as a vegetarian. But for you and for this, I certainly have to indulge. I don't want any cameras rolling, though, like the raw oysters incident that we had.
Well, if it's not on film, then it didn't happen. So unfortunately, we're going to have to get some kind of video evidence.
John, do you think we're hearing a massive turnout, still bigger guests, and the Seaport is a great location for this? We expect, you know, nothing's going to be like Trump coming there, but this has national influencers, a lot of volunteers, a lot of people, and it really shows, Jack Cetarelli, the enthusiasm factor is high.
Yeah, agreed. I've been paying attention to, obviously, because, you know, it's in town, but in general, you know, Mike Donahue has done here, along with Matt Rooney and some others, and they have some unbelievable people coming in. Scott Pressler, I know, is going to be there. Benny Johnson's going to be there. I think Jack Posobiec is coming. These are national figures. You know, these are heavy hitters in the conservative universe. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing. Of course, it's not going to be as big as the Trump rally, obviously. But, you know, a couple thousand people on the boardwalk for Jack, you know, that's something to be said.
Exactly. And three bloviators, you know, not three amigos, Matt Rooney, Rich Cioli, and me. I mean, that right alone is a bill that ought to be over the top of Mulligan's. My God.
It certainly is, and I wouldn't have it any other way. The three of you guys up there, it's going to be fantastic.
Well, John, thank you. And again, I'd encourage people, it's a pregame show. Get a great lunch. Get that special concoction you've come up with here, somewhat despite Greg Stocker, which we always like doing. And then after the rally, what's on the menu? People, you know, we tell them this all the time. We call it the Summer White House, but you and your chef come up with different stuff every night. It's not just the typical food you would expect. What do you have on Friday night?
Not sure of what is happening Friday night as far as what our chef is doing. But, yeah, we do. Again, you want to come in for some appetizers and pub fare? We have that. You want to come in for full dinners and all? We have that. Every night we run different dinner specials, different appetizer specials. You know, it's just a whole mixed bag.
310 West Hildreth Avenue, right near the Acme.
That's exactly right.
And is there anybody honored now? Do you have that beer keg? The last time, we think Paula Scanlon's coming to my show. Henry, we don't know yet, but if we got these people, who would be the biggest that deserves Johnny's shined up
polished
keg?
Polished keg.
The polished keg to be put in the parking spot. Let's see here. John, I have a list. The artist, Scott Lobato, and I think...
Is he coming?
We're working on him. Yes, as we speak.
Oh, he'd be great. He's wild.
So you think
he would be unbelievable.
He's worthy of the. He's worthy of that, huh? All right.
He's up there. I'd have to hear some of the other contenders. Paula Scanlon always is, you know, one of the top. Linda Kearns, we still have to get a keg with her name on it. Scott Pressler, the same.
Okay. All right, we'll give you the list, and then we'll determine who gets that parking spot. John, can hardly
The coveted keg.
Yeah, and we're going to vote on Taylor Pork Roll this time versus the other. We're hoping to find one person to take the other side so we can have some fun with it.
Well, if anybody argues for Taylor Ham, they're flagged for life, and that's going to be the end of it.
Now, wait a minute. I had to sit there as gravy went down to a defeat that was unprecedented.
That's right, as it should have. As it should have.
Your wife is the cook at home, right?
That's right. And again, she's from South Philly, so she was born with gravy. I was born with sauce, and that's why we call it gravy sauce in this household.
All right.
That's the lesser of two evils.
Well, John, thanks for it again. It's going to be a spectacular day, as usual. Thank you, John, very much. Thanks for the special menu.
Thanks, Tom. Can't wait to see you.
All right. Johnny Z at Mulligan's here. You know, it's many radios that don't have anybody like this, don't have a place. And we're putting on events 2 hours away from where the radio, relatively, maybe an hour 45. With Rich over at the Seaport from 3 until 7. I'll be noon until 3. 310 West Hildreth Avenue. You have to stop in, get one of those breakfast sandwiches, see me eat it. Do the vote. Is there anybody out there? You want to be anonymous? Just hit me on Twitter or something. Even Andrew's here. He wouldn't say Taylor Ham. So this isn't going to be a close vote. Ro wants to know if she can slip in a gravy vote or two. I said, yeah, what the heck?
Third-party candidate.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Third-party candidate. You can still vote gravy. You can't vote sauce. And I've been told with the Bridgestone ball, Henry, the odds makers, Josh Barton just sent me this. He thinks Henry is even money to throw it 40 yards.
Wow.
It depends upon the temperature that day. It's going to be that close. All right. So
like my odds.
I don't know if anybody's showing up with a powdered wig. We talked about that yesterday. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. At 1:30 today, we're going to talk with the head of the FOP nationally, what they have to say about what went on in Chicago. They obviously told the cops to stand down. They weren't going to come. This is rare, and to have it on tape, don't go to the aid of the ICE officers that are surrounded. So what's ICE going to do? Have to shoot their way out of some of these things? And yet, ICE is still able to recruit people up and down the line. They have 100,000 or more backlog. The polling indicates about 56% of people in the most recent ones I've seen the last couple of days, they're supportive of what's going on here as far as deportation. All right, 855-839-1210. More calls next with Don.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
All right, it is Dom time. Coming to your calls on the side question here. Hit us with that all-time sequel slash comeback, playing off what's going on in Wildwood this coming Friday. The Hoyhand. And look, I salute her service just like we do. Mikey Sherrill, front page, or really top online of the Inquirer I'm looking at. They bring her in to take on and go after Pete Hegseth. And the Houlihan represented Chrissy Houlihan out in Horsey Country in Chester County, goes after him and says the military to her, because of these restrictions, that's what she calls them, on women in combat, what they're really trying to do are recruit 250-pound white guys who are Christian. Whoa, wait a minute here. So where did that come from? All because Hegseth, rightfully saying, the standards of fitness, strength, and things of that nature will be across the board the same. She then falls back on the argument, oh, this is a push-button war. You're not going to see that anymore. Combat is different. I'm sure there are differences. But this idea that none of this matters as far as what Hegseth is talking about is just where they're going to land. And the idea that all they're trying to recruit are 250-pound Christian white men is preposterous. But again, when it suits their purpose, the Inquirer trots out the military experience. They don't tell you Hegseth's. They just put them out there as a sideshow. And of course, with Mikey Sherrill, their report on that, and rightfully so, that's a critical element to her candidacy. But they don't report on the cheating scandal and the failure to be transparent about why she couldn't walk in graduation. We're still back to that again and again and again. All right, let's go to Phil in Delaware. And Phil, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Phil, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, always a pleasure. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Phil.
On this day, it's actually a solemn day, October 7th, but I got to believe the number one resilient comeback is Israel, day after day, year after year. There is no better strength than Israel.
That is a great one, particularly on this day. Couldn't agree more exactly. Henry, this is Cut 25. Josh Shapiro is out there with a new ad, and I'm telling you what Scott Presler, others too, what Scott Presler has done here with the Supreme Court race, just what, around a month, under a month away, in Pennsylvania, three up for retention, has them scared to death. Listen to what Shapiro leads with about why we should keep these three rogue justices, the three that were involved, and you can have your vote arrive 3 days after the deadline. Don't put the date on it right. Don't do anything. It still counts if you're a Democrat. The gerrymandering they did that they ran on. Something that people forget about because of the other stuff. They're the ones that determine if you're out in the suburbs, you're not paying enough money in your taxes to fund failures like the Philadelphia public schools, like the Norristown public schools, another all-time failure up and down the line. You're not paying enough. They're the ones that change that and by law are demanding more. So this has become a national story, a lot of money spent. Here's what Josh Shapiro, though, leads with, telling people why, from his side, you have to keep these three Supreme Court justices.
Here in Pennsylvania, the threats to our freedoms are very real. That's why we need to keep our state Supreme Court standing up for what's right. I hope you'll join me in voting yes to retain Justices Donahue, Dougherty, and Wecht. They've proven we can count on them to protect a woman's access to abortion and birth control and stand up for all our freedoms. Vote yes for a Supreme Court that protects us.
All right, if you notice in there, what is the go-to? Of course, the only specific in there versus these vague freedoms, abortion. And throwing in birth control, I don't know from where or for what, that they're allegedly engaged in standing up for. But this race is going to be a turnout thing, and the mail-in balloting is starting to illustrate this. As far as Republicans doing better with this, this is definitely winnable. And if that happens, this would be a major, major deal heading to 2026 and, more importantly, 2028. That's what's on the table here. And Presler has taken this backwater and made it, if not front page, a lot of money being spent here. They're worried about this. They know people are aware of it. They can't just run it through Democrat mobs and all and somehow or another get over the finish line. This is going to be close, as difficult as it is. I mean, look, it's more alluring to see the back and forth with Jack Chinarelli and Mikey Sherrill. But here is the Democrat who is on this morning show with Sean Spicer. It's Mark Halperin, who was formerly on ABC. It's Dan Turrentine, and it's Sean Spicer. You'll hear Spicer, but Dan is the Democrat. Listen to what he says discussing the New Jersey race and also what the narrative will be if Democrats lose, as they possibly could, even in Virginia. I'm doubtful, but this whole thing with the AG there has thrown that race into turmoil. They could lose defending a guy who wants to see a political opponent's wife holding dead babies that I guess he, in his mind, has killed to teach Republicans a lesson. Listen to his analysis of what could happen here.
Sorry, which cut is this?
Okay, this is cut 22.
Okay, hold on. Just give me 1 second here.
Okay.
These are all out of order, as per usual.
All right, so this is the morning show with Halperin.
But here's the problem. They're super nervous in New Jersey, like super nervous about losing New Jersey. Democrats are.
Yeah.
If I think people felt pretty good about Virginia. Now they feel less good about Virginia. They're worried. You still have the idea that Mondani may get elected in New York City. And you could be looking at, we lose the shutdown. We lose New Jersey. Virginia is not as rosy as we hoped, and we have a socialist in New York City. That's not the best end of the calendar year for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I agree with Dan. I mean, look, I think New Jersey is I think Jack Cinerelli wins. And I think in New Jersey, this is the Terry McAuliffe moment. If you remember 4 years ago, this is when Terry made those comments about parents shouldn't be involved in education. Youngkin seized on that, and we wrote a wave to all three constitutional officers in Virginia. But look, this isn't just – this is the idea that – what are we, 3 weeks after Charlie's assassination, 4 weeks, that not one national Dem has been asked to condemn this.
All right. So you heard what he said here. Here's what could happen. They lose on the shutdown, which is really possible. At this point, I think they're losing slightly. The Democrats, they're definitely, in my mind, or almost definitely, probable. Jersey. Virginia is not out of the question because of this guy. The longer this goes on, it's causing, this is like the McAuliffe moment. And then Mondami winning in New York is another huge loss. If that guy wins, they're going to be asked about nothing else constantly. And he is determined. I mean, what we know he will do versus what he'll really do, how reckless it'll be, is pretty obvious. You put all those together, and that would be the narrative as we start the new year. And it's eminently possible. I mean, the only one I think is going to take a little bit more is Virginia. But Jersey, if there's turnout, Jack Chitterelli is going to win. If the turnout is tepid, then she could win. That's what it comes down to. And with early voting and everything else, and this big rally, the energy from this rally, particularly social media, I have not seen or been involved in one. Yeah, presidential ones I've seen. I'm talking about a governor's race, particularly in Jersey. I've not seen the staging and what's going on here. And we're told they're going to talk about some even bigger guests potentially. Around this rally. So all you have to do is register. It's a security thing, et cetera. And stop over Mulligan's first. And Rich's show is going to be unbelievable. All right. We're going to talk with Patrick Yose, who is the president of the National FOP. Here's a little bit, Henry. Do we have that Chicago cut? Yes. Here is the Chicago cut, where the dispatcher comes on and tells us, and she seems to be, or he seems to be, a little bit stunned, this is cut 8, about not responding to help ICE.
Sorry, just give me 8. Another second. Okay. Oh my gosh.
All right. Here on Talk Radio 1210, this is still reverberating with the Chicago head of police telling us that no, it didn't go down that way. It's all a lie, even though people inside the police department have gone to Fox, apparently several sources, to tell them that's exactly what has happened here. And when you hear this dispatcher, okay, we'll play that before we get the chief. The chief is next. Let's go to Joe in Columbus here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Dom, when I weigh out all the factorables and the abstracts of why the police won't help out ICE, what's left over to me is they want to see casualties occur in these cities.
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah, I think the mayor and the others, and particularly in Chicago and in Portland, they are just unbelievable as far as exactly on that. Yeah, I mean, it's out of control.
There's nothing left but any sane mind to come up with a conclusion. Your leaders, your town leaders, do not want to protect you in any shape or fashion. So hopefully more people will realize that in the midterms.
Yeah, exactly right, Joe.
Don, my side answer is it's a Roy Hobbs story. I don't know what came first, but he was drafted as a phenom pitcher. He was throwing 97 miles an hour back when, you know, nobody was throwing 97 except for Randy Johnson. He was a shutdown type of pitcher until he couldn't find the strike zone anymore, and he would throw 9 pass balls a game. And he reinvented himself as an outfielder and made an impact with the St. Louis Cardinals, and that was Rick Ankiel.
Yeah, the Phillies could have used him last night. Now, Joe, you're a neutral party. What did you think of the bunt heard around Philadelphia last night?
Dom, at the moment I saw it, I blame it on the base runner on second base. He did not get a good jump.
Well,
I
think you can bunt there, but not with Nick Castellanos on second base. And the manager has to put in another runner. Worry about what you're going to put in the outfield. You got to get the run in. You got several options to put another outfielder in. Nick Castellanos, I think we could spot everybody in the room 10 yards, and the guy can't run.
From day one, when I was ever taught to bunt back in Little League, you know, you're on base, it's hop, hop, go.
Yes, yeah,
he was flat-footed.
Yeah,
totally
that's true.
He was only 8 feet off the base. He could have been 16 feet off the base. He would have been safe because that was a good bunt. It was a good bunt.
It was a good bunt. Thank you, Joe. All right, good answer there. We'll talk with the National Police Chief. And do we have that or no? Yeah, okay. Let's hear it first, just to set the stage, and then we'll talk with the chief. Here's how it sounded in Chicago when the call came in from ICE, vehicles being rammed, all out, people coming after them. A classic assist officer. You have to do anything at that point. Here's how it sounded.
And it's backed up by audio of the stand down order.
The regulars in that direction, have them stay put 2 or 3 blocks away, all right? Have them hold tight until I give you further direction, please.
And again, per the chief of patrol, we have all the units that, per 999, chief of patrol said all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody over to that location. All right, and 999, just to confirm, at 39th, please, in Kedzie, they were saying that they were being surrounded by that large crowd, and they were requesting the police were not sending. I'm waving off all the cars heading to 39th place in Kedzie.
Again, those are the orders we're being given.
All right, so we're going to talk with the FOP who has spoken out on this, and what's the repercussions of this? 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Thrilled to bring you a Big Issues, Big Guest. And we played you What Went On in Chicago. How do you get out of that? Patrick Yost is the national president of the FOP, joins us here in Philadelphia. Officer, welcome in. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Well, how do you read this? And then some of the, I'll call it excuse making, you can go wherever you want, of the superintendent of police there in Chicago. The ICE people stand by it. We have that tape, and there's a lot of pausing, and she's being told, at least at the district level, Patrick, that no, they're not going to respond to this.
Look, clearly what we have here is an absolute complete breakdown of leadership within a city. Let me be very clear. There are thousands of Chicago police officers who show up every single day and make a difference in the lives of the people they serve. And they're the ones every day that are out there on the streets. They see the crime that's happening in their city. They see the problems. The problem that we have as a society now is that we're more focused on a political ideology than we are on results. And what we're watching now is we're watching this lack of leadership unfold. And you can hear it in the voice of the dispatcher. Who knows? It's not a natural response to say what she was being told to give out to the troops. This is just not what we do. It's not what we stand for. We are eroding the very foundation of public safety because of a political ideology, because we're afraid of who might get credit for it. At the end of the day, what we really have is we have a reality that we have a city that has a violence problem. Now, you can argue, you can show me stats and you can show me numbers and say, hey, we're making good headway. And I'm just kidding. Look, let's just go back and we'll look in Washington, D.C., because here's a perfect example. In Washington, you could argue that in 2023, they had 265 homicides for that year. And the following year, hey, good progress. They had only 186. That's a significant drop. But why should we celebrate the fact that we have 186 homicides in Washington, D.C.? I mean, that's 186 lives that are forever changed. You take the same thing, you extrapolate it to Chicago, and we have the same exact problem. So to suggest that we should not be working collectively from all of the resources we have in order to be able to create safer communities is mind-boggling. And how we would say, no, don't come into my city, don't help me, what they should be saying is okay, maybe I might not agree with every step that you have on how we can make our city safer, safer, but let's sit down at the table and figure out a way that we can improve the lives of the people we serve. And we've lost that in political ideology rather than doing what is important. The one essential, probably the most important thing we do as a government, and that is to provide safety and security to the people we serve. And we're failing them in the city of Chicago because of the lack of leadership, not because of the officers on the streets every day that are making that difference.
Well,
but
those
that are making those decisions that live in a different world.
I come from a cops family background at several levels. So what this does, too, in your role, which is a great one, it demoralizes the good cops out there, which are, by and large, the enormous number of them here and in Portland, where they have to stand down to the most basic duty, assist officer. Nothing is more paramount than that, whatever. You know, suppose it's somebody you don't like or somebody you think, you know, is this, that, or the other is a cop. It doesn't matter. You respond to that. That's the most basic thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, that's what we're here for. And look, we're you know, law enforcement for the last 4 or 5 years has really taken it on a chin. You know, we went from public servants to public enemies overnight because of an incident that happened on the streets of Minneapolis where we all got painted with this broad brush. And we talked about police reform and the need to be able to do things different. And tell you what we went wrong. What we went wrong is we excluded the voice of law enforcement officers in finding solutions on how to improve the criminal justice system. That's exactly what happened. And we saw how this all eroded. We went to the defunding law enforcement to taking away the powers of law enforcement officers. And what we did is we empowered criminals. And one thing I can tell you, anybody that spent more than a minute on a street in law enforcement will tell you that when you take violent criminals off the streets, you affect crime. When you put them back on a street, crime continues. They have no appreciation for laws. All they are is criminals. They're thugs, and they're going to continue to be until we separate them from the people that we've sworn to protect. And we're not doing that.
I wanted to ask you, President, about qualified immunity. You know, in the Trump years, I don't think you're going to hear as much. When you mentioned defund, that was one part. But people failing to realize why police need qualified immunity, otherwise they'd be sued for every action by hundreds of people around the clock.
It's a big misconception of what qualified immunity is.
Right.
And some belief that that gives law enforcement officers a free rein to do whatever they want. Yet we know that in prisons across the country, we do have police officers that cross the line and they're in prison. So if that's the case and law enforcement officers that do whatever they want, how is it how do you reconcile those two? The reality is qualified immunity is that when a person has used the training and the judgment they had based off the laws that they're enforcing, and they're doing it in a way that is practical, then there's an expectation that there's going to be some protections for them. Now, let me give you an example. This is the best way I can give it for somebody in a private sector. We have rules in order to create safe working environments. And so if you're working for any company and you see something that's unsafe, you have a right to be able to say that you don't want it. Well, a law enforcement officer doesn't have the right to say, hey, you just dispatched me to the shooting call. And I can, from my experience, I can tell you that there's probably a high probability that I'm going to have to be involved in a use of force. And in doing so, it could be hazardous to myself, my family, so forth. And I refuse to go on a call. No, we can't do that. We have to respond to those. So if you expect law enforcement officers to step up in some of the most difficult situations to provide services to others, recognize that, you know, that this is a very fluid thing. And law enforcement officers need some protections to know that when they're hired to do a job and they're doing the job the way they were taught, trained to do, and they do it within the scope of the law, then there is a protection for them for doing that. And that's what qualified immunity is. And it doesn't just apply to law enforcement officers. It applies to public officials. It applies to judges. It applies to prosecutors.
Exactly.
And all. But you want to strip away from law enforcement officers somehow thinking you're going to make community safer.
Talking with Patrick Yost, national president of the FOP. President, what's the big issue going forward now that you're engaged in? Is there something in Congress? Is it at the state level? What is it that you're trying to work on right now?
Okay, so there are a couple of things. One of them, this is one that really baffles me, and that is that we have an epidemic in this country. If you look back just in the last 3 years, the amount of law enforcement officers that have been shot in the line of duty, it's over, well over 1,000 law enforcement officers.
Wow.
It runs up to about 350 officers shot every year across this country. If that was happening in any other profession, we would, Congress would be stepping up saying we need to do something. There's a bill in Congress called the Protect and Serve Act, recognizing that if someone is going to create violence or commit violence against a public employee, a public servant, a police officer, what respect do you think they have for their own community? So give some protections to law enforcement officers. Recognize that when they are out there protecting the communities, that they're respected for it, they're recognized, and also that there's some consequences associated with it. And Congress has a bill that they you know, came pretty close to passing years ago, and now we can't seem to get any movement on it. In fact, I could show you empirical data to show that law enforcement officers are being targeted simply because of the color of their uniform and the job that they do. Yet Congress, they read the headlines, they hear the stories, yet they do nothing. And it's time for Congress to pass the Protect and Serve Act. It's time to put some penalties on this violence.
And to that point, the ICE agents wearing, you know, disguising their identity a bit, because we have people in Chicago, this guy, the Latin Kings gang, vis-a-vis the cartels, $10,000 if you'll kill the head of the Border Patrol.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have targets on our back simply because we've chosen a path of public service. And God save, you know, God bless those who pin on a badge every single day and go out in communities and make a difference. And it's not an easy job, and it's certainly a thankless job at times. I will tell you, you know, I need to put it in perspective, though. It really is a tale of two cities. You can look across this country and you find cities that are thriving. They're thriving because everyone's working together towards a common goal, and that is improving the quality of life for the people they serve. And then there are other cities that are based strictly on political ideologies. And it baffles my mind how they do not recognize that there's blood in the streets from the actions or lack of actions that they're doing. It's time to focus on what's truly important. Why were we put here? We were put here in a government position to provide safety and security to the people we serve, and we're not doing so. And it starts with protecting law enforcement officers who are brave enough to pin on a badge every day and do this job.
Absolutely. Where do we find your website, National President of the FOP? Where do we go, Patrick?
FOP.net, www.FOP.net, and you'll find all the legislative programs and all of the efforts that we do for our members, 382,000 members across the country and big and small communities all across this great land.
Well, thank you. Thanks for what you're doing to protect those who protect us. It is a very, very thin blue line. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Patrick Yost, National President of the FOP. On the Chicago thing, they're obviously lying about it, and we'll continue on. And again, you can hear the dispatcher like, what the hell are we doing here? And then trying to blame ICE, that 27 cops, I think they said, were impacted, sickened by tear gas. So that says that we were there. Now, they may have been in the general vicinity, but they weren't responding to bail them out. So what you're going to have, ICE is going to have to ratchet up the force level, if they get into situations like that. We don't want them firing on people. What else are they supposed to do when cars are ramming them? They are being surrounded. And we have ICE-free zones now. It comes back to the same thing squared here. That's the point he was making. With ICE, it's even worse than what the average cop might face. Well, it's a tie in some cities. All right, we got a great side question going today. With the return to Wildwood, North Wildwood this time. It's just such a great locale to do this in. And if this rally comes off in the way that I think it will for Jack Cittirelli, that's going to be a spark. There's going to be more national attention on this, more volunteers we're hearing from Mike Donohue, just more energy, more enthusiasm, spilling over into early voting, which will then send a signal this is going to be a race to the very end. And turnout will be the determinant here. And the pork roll thing with Mikey Sherrill, you know, just gets into the whole Jersey thing. And if you're not from Jersey, how difficult it is to understand the culture and being a governor, I think. It's, you know, there might be some places where you don't have to be from, I'm not sure. It's like Philadelphia. It's the same kind of thing. If you're not from here, very difficult. All right. Also coming up, I'll read you John Rich's tweet about Zach Bryan and what we played you about the whole thing around ICE is going to bust down your door. Sad to report the fading of the red, white, and blue. All right. Is he really going to continue down this road? Is that what country music Woods, and he attacks cops in it. We played you and we had to bleep what he said about cops. I think he was arrested, wasn't he, Henry? I think there was something.
Yeah.
I think I read that in this one report here. So he goes after cops. Is that an audience for country music? Wow, let's go and get that. I hate cops too. That would not be the genre that I think there's widespread approval of that. But he is huge in that field. So were the Dixie Chicks, though. All right, are we seeing another moment here with this? And again, the ICE thing seems to be really out of left field. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. Let's talk about Dr. Benz for a moment. And I want to tell you, he's my friend. He's a great board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Benz. And we've told you, we've been telling you through September, the exciting news at the Benz Dental Group. Dr. Benz and Dr. Coy Benz are thrilled to welcome a new prosthodontist to the team, their daughter, Dr. Emily Benz. Now, Dr. Emily is thrilled to join her father in continuing to provide the highest quality care and solution-based treatments for the most complex dental challenges. I've been seeing Dr. Benz for 10 years, really happy with what he and his team have done for me and my oral health. I kind of cataloged that for you over the years. You can get that same great dental care. You talk about the family business. I mean, this speaks well. They live dentistry. And that's why other dentists have a more complex case in the area. They say, go to Dr. Benz. You can also get the smile that you've always wanted. All that you have to do is call and schedule that appointment now. Get that initial look, see that initial evaluation. Talk to Dr. Benz and you'll see the Benz difference. It's 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949. Or visit BenzDentalGroup.com. B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com. Or make the call now. Rhonda and everybody else there, Shelby, say hello to them. Get that initial appointment, 610-272-6949. All right, it is Dom time. Great side question today coming off the big event in Wildwood. By the way, if you're unable to attend, Kirk will be handling the controls. You'll be able to stream. I think Mike of Wake Up New Jersey streams it, and I think Surge Philly will be doing something like that. Frank Scales will be there.
Lots of cameras.
So I expect a whole range there.
Be like a movie set.
A movie set is what this will be like. And then the moment of truth, the breakfast sandwich, the vote. Are we going to find anybody? Is there anybody out there that says Taylor Ham? You know, Mikey Sherrill, there are things you can do in Jersey and all. But this, the stock market comment she made with Charlemagne, that radio interview, and then the... making the $7 million and then the cheating scandal, not diffusing that fully. I think the next debate, am I right? Is it tonight? But we'll have more sound of that tomorrow. And again, she's just nothing there that thrills people is a large part of it. She's coasting in on the fact that it's still a blue state. This would be quite a shot. All right, Chris in Malvern. Chris on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Chris.
Oh, I went online and I found this site, Bleacher Report 50 Greatest Sports Comebacks. And I'm looking at it as a sign, a heavenly sign, because number one was Henry's, the 92 Oilers-Bills matchup.
Right.
But yep. Buried at 49 was 1990 regular season Phillies Dodgers. Phillies ninth inning, bottom of the order, down 8-0. Comebacks, 9 straight runs, win the game. Hoo-ah! Phillies going to be back on the list.
All right, so yeah, I see where you're going. They're headed to LA, but nothing can stop. We have them right where we want them, right?
Yep. They're coming back on Saturday, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Pressure's off.
All right. The pressure's off. Well, you know, the old thing you used to say is that law of averages, you win this game in a basketball series usually.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back home, so it's home court advantage. And then game 7, anything could happen.
Yeah.
That's the way
we got to hope for that.
Yeah, that's the way you have to look at it. Play it in your mind and say that it is possible. I think it's been done 10 times. Not sure if it was on the home field advantage, though. And Nick Castellanos, oh, my God, saying maybe it's not a home field advantage, essentially. Maybe we're under tremendous pressure because of how passionate fans are.
I would say, as someone who was there last night, there was a tremendous amount of tension and pressure in
that
stadium. Well,
yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for that. And then when you continue to play the whole thing they do for the reliever when you're down by three runs, knowledgeable fans are not going to like that.
There were boos.
Oh, yeah, they should.
And then, you know, kind of quiet. But then there was no energy for it. Like, it was boos into just quiet. It was
even when he was pitching, I didn't think there was any energy.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bad sign. Okay, coming up, more of your calls. You can get it. The debate is tomorrow night. All right. Again, the story today, I think, that is just driving everything is this guy in Virginia, this AG in Virginia, that Democrats will not renounce, will not tell him, hey, you got to step aside. Pam Bondi duking it out with Dick Blumenthal, Danang Dick, remember that? The senator from, Henry, if you can find that, it's on Grabian, I think. I was surprised she went there. It was like, yeah, Pam, go there. They were, you know, trying to do anything and before the Senate testimony, and she went after him, I believe, on the military service part. And that's, oh, in the Senate, you're not allowed to do that. All right, so we're cooking today with great stuff. You heard the head of the FOP. That was brilliant stuff, calling out what's going on in Chicago. There's nothing lower than a police department that will not honor assist officer. That's just against everything a cop would stand for. You know what that means. You know what that would result in. Yeah, that's what they're doing in Chicago. And Portland, for my money, is a lot worse than Chicago. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.